This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. Joined by Tim Roy, I'm Lawrence Scott, as we welcome to the show Aaron Miles, a Warriors player development coach. So much to talk to you about, as we've seen some pretty cool stuff you've been doing online, Miles Mondays. And what's so nice about this is you got a house full of kids, but you're showing them the UTEP two-step and Sean Livingston's spot, and really doing some informational videos that have a lot of fun to them as well. How have you been, and how's the family? And we're loving seeing these Miles Mondays, Aaron.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Well, you know, for me, it's the ability to combine, you know, my two greatest passions in family and fatherhood with basketball. So it's been a lot of fun, in doing it, and it's been well received. So I appreciate you guys tuning in with it. We're doing good, though. We're doing good. And, you know, my wife and I have turned into essentially elementary school teachers, over the course of this quarantine with our four boys. You know, we're doing a lot of schoolwork with them, man, a lot of schoolwork. And I tip my hat to all the teachers and educators out in the world, man. We thank you for all that you do, and we miss you.
Well, I looked at the Miles Mondays, Coach, and I just thought, well, there goes Aaron. He's just continuing to develop young talent.
Thank you, man. It's fun, man. The young boys, they enjoy the game as well. So it really just fun, us out there having fun, man. And my wife is able to be the videographer of the shows, and she get a little cameo occasionally. So it's just a lot of fun for our family, man. And really, it's just, that's what Miles Monday is more so about, man. Just spending time with your family, your kids, no matter what it is, just enjoying that time with them.
This program has been an opportunity for us to talk with some of the staff, players, coaches, and kind of go back to their backgrounds, where they're from, where they played their college ball, that sort of thing. And I want to take it back to your high school days with the Jefferson High School team in Portland, Oregon. And you guys, that's a winning squad. And you guys got a lot of acclaim, and a lot of great players have come through the program. You yourself, Terrence Ross, once a Jefferson Democrat. There's all kinds of acclaim that's come to this high school and this basketball program. But when you think back to that time period and what basketball was in Northeast Portland at that time for you, and how it kind of set the stage for you, what was it?
Now, you said it right, Northeast Portland, man. And, Jefferson High School is dear to me, man. It helped groom me, obviously. School of Champions, School of Pride, man. It started before I got there, obviously. For what I 1972, they won the state championship with Tony Hobson, Ray Leary. And then as I was coming into my middle school years, my sister and brother, they went to Jeff. And so I fell in love with it. So I tell people all the time, man, for me, people ask me, hey, what college did you want to go to growing up? What NBA team did you want to play for? And all that's like, man, I just wanted to, when I was a young kid, an elementary school kid, I just wanted to play for Jefferson High School when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And so when that opportunity presented itself, man, it was amazing for me. We ended up winning the state championship in 2000, in which the whole community was supportive of us. And it was just great because it was just like a community feel. All my friends from since, I don't know how young we were, we went out and we won the championship, man, and it was just something special, But like you threw out a couple of names, Terrence Ross, Michael Lee was on my team. We had Brandon Brooks before myself, Ime Udoka, who was an assistant coach with the 76ers. Terrence Jones also played at the school, and it's a lot of other names that, a lot of other greats that, from Portland that went on to play collegiately and done some things well, and, it's just a school of champions, school of pride.
When you're at Jefferson and you're growing as a man and as a player, at what point did you realize that people were coming, calling, and trying to get you to come to their college, including maybe a certain Roy Williams at Kansas?
Well, I started varsity my freshman year. And so, at the time, you know, you get some little letters from some local schools, some little filler letters. And it was about going into my junior year. I played AAU basketball with Portland Legends, Coach Troy Berry, on a Nike circuit. And it was my first real experience playing, you know, nationally. And then I remember in the first couple of games, I played against some top point guards that was a class ahead of me. And I did pretty good against them, you know, and it kind of just, in that one tournament, it just kind of opened up some eyes. And next thing you know, letters started pouring in. And, you know, I went from opening up to every letter that I was receiving to just, you know, having a big old garbage bag full of unopened letters, you know, and it was just amazing, man, just the type of interest that coaches begin to show and just going through that whole process. And obviously, like you said, you know, Coach Williams came knocking.
You know, a couple of years ago when the Warriors were taking on the Heat in Kansas City in the preseason, we got an opportunity to, you know, get in the car and head out to Lawrence and go visit Fog Allen and the offices there and see Coach Self. We were really doing a feature on the time on Brandon Rush, you know, one of the Warriors then.
Yep.
And it was just like astonishing just what this place is and what it means to basketball and the rules that Dr. Naismith wrote are there. And I mean, the whole thing is, it's a religious experience in many ways if you're a hoops lover. So when you get on campus and you see this and you see what this represents as far as basketball goes, what were some of your first impressions?
Well, like you said, man, I mean, it's a ton of history, ton of tradition at the university. You know, and as a high school kid, I didn't know about it like that. You know, I knew they had Paul Pierce and Jacques Vaughn. They had just in 97 or whatever, just had a great team. And, you know, always was a top team, you know, but I wasn't like a fan of Kansas. So I didn't know the history of it. And so you get there, you start to learn about all the different great players. You learn that James Naismith, you know, who invented basketball, was the first coach there and so forth, man. And really, man, when I went on my visit there during late night with Roy Williams, I mean, it was amazing. It was packed out, 16,300 fans in there for midnight madness, a practice. I mean, and the players did these skits, and the fans was roaring and just loving them. And even when we came in and we walked in, they introduced us and they loved us. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And so it really just hooked me. You know, the type of love and support that the university and the fans show the players, man. I mean, I think it's second to none, you know, and the experience that I experienced as a player there is unforgettable.
You went to two Final Fours in your first 2 years. So I've got kind of a two-part question for you. Obviously, though, that's a great thrill to get to a Final Four. Not a lot of players get to that, but that team, when you were a freshman, they had Drew Gooden, the Bay Area guy, Nick Collison, the coach's son, Kirk Heinrich. You know, was that your favorite team just simply because of the fact that you arrived, you started, and went to a Final Four? And were you and Michael Lee a package deal for Kansas?
Let me just say, like, so the Michael Lee situation, obviously that's been my best friend, you know, for forever. You know, went to middle school, played high school together, and then he obviously came to the University of Kansas. But what happened was, you know, Mike was being recruited by, you know, some other schools, and the schools that I was being recruited by necessarily weren't really recruiting him heavy. And so obviously I prayed about it, like, man, I want to play with Mike. That's my best friend. And Roy Williams, I asked all the coaches that I was being recruited by, you know, Arizona, UCLA, Kansas, and they're like, well, you know, he's not on our list right now. And Coach Williams was like, you know, he's on our list, but we got a lot of people ahead of him right now, Miles, that we're going after. And so, you know, after players started picking schools, you know, so to speak, is you know, then Mike Lee fell to – it was his turn on the Jayhawk list, you know. And so Coach Williams was like, and that's how it came down. And so when Mike actually committed before I did, Mike committed to Kansas first. And then obviously, you know, I committed after him. And so it was great going, being able to go there with him and be with him, because, you know, to have that type of support from home going, you know, such a long distance away was important for the both of us. because we always got each other's back, you know, right or wrong. We're going to support each other, challenge each other, and so forth. And then to be able to experience going to the Final Fours together was amazing as well. And for you, you know, you asked me was which team was my favorite. You know, it's hard. I just say all. I loved all my teammates, and I loved every year. You know, obviously, that my freshman year, we went 16-0 in conference. We were number one team in the country. It was fun. You know, I was just young, didn't know nothing, just out there having a great time. You know, we had a lot of talent on that team as well, and you know, we ended up losing to Maryland, Juan Dixon and them in Maryland in the Final Four that year, which I thought that, you know, I thought that year it was four top teams, us, Maryland, Duke, and Oklahoma. I thought we were the four top teams that year. The following year, you know, we were really good as well. We lost in the championship, you know, and a great team as well. You know, we had a lot of experience coming back. Nick Collis and Kurt Heinrich led the way as the seniors. You know, and unfortunately we ended up losing the championship to Syracuse, you know, but that was a fun team as well. You know, all the teams I enjoy, you know, and then it, like, I kind of transitioned into that, the upperclassman, that leadership role, you know, with Wayne Simeon, Mike and Keith Langford and those guys. And that junior year was just different. You know, obviously we had a coaches change. Coach Williams, he went to North Carolina. Coach Self came in and took over and brought a whole different style of play. So it was different. It was different. But with that being said, we was in overtime in Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. We lost to Georgia Tech, you know, and had Keith Langford not fouled out, you know, we could be in three Final Fours. You just never know. So they all was great. My senior year was fun. I think it was just different as a senior. You know, you start putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Not only to win the championship or to be successful as a team, but also individually, you want to play well because it's your last year, and you hope to impress scouts and so forth. And we off to a good start in terms of winning, and then we just towards the last, I think we're like 22-1 or something of that nature, and number one in the country. And then we lost the game to Texas Tech, and then we just went downhill, and so it turned out to be the worst season as far as, you know, getting we lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And so that was devastating, you know, but like I say, man, all 4 years was amazing to me. And I love all my teammates and coaches and just university as a whole.
Yeah, certainly a successful college career and before that high school career. And when you finished your college career, you were eighth place in NCAA history in assists. And that led to a pro career where you played all around the world, but things started with the Warriors. As it was the 2005-2006 season. What do you remember back from that time period as you left Kansas and were starting out your pro career?
Well, you know, all players hope to get drafted, you know, and obviously it didn't happen for me. And so I went on the circuit of different mini camps and things, and came to a mini camp at Golden State, you know, for like a day or two, in which I think Jay Rich was there and a couple other young players was there, maybe Monte and Ellis, because he was just drafted, Ike Diago and Chris Taft. Those were the young fellas that was drafted at the time. And some other players might have been there. And all. And so we played pickup with some other free agents, and I played pretty well. And, you know, so then they came with an offer like, hey, we want to offer you, you know, $50,000 to come to training camp, you know, and for a cat that ain't got no cash, I'm coming out of college. I'm like, shoot, okay. But then also I had New York was looking for me to come also with Coach Larry Brown. And so that was hard. I mean, they were offering $25,000, which, you know, I'm looking at all of it's a lot of money to me, you know, but I'm like $50,000, that's extra, you know, to come to training camp. That's a little more. Not knowing if I'm going to get cut or not. And so that was a hard conversation. I had to call Coach Brown. You know, obviously I know him through Kansas, and I had to let him know I wasn't going to go with him. And that was the decision I made. And obviously, you know, I came to Golden State and I actually made the team, you know, I worked hard and made the team. Unfortunately, I was cut January 5th, but I had a great time while I was playing with the team.
What is it about basketball that made you fall in love with it, that you wanted to have a career in basketball?
You know, I look back and I just think about, like, I grew up at a time, like when I was 6, 7 years old is when I first remember really watching it. You know, I would always play it. I got older brothers and sister, you know, that would be playing sports and stuff. So I was always around sports, you know, started playing baseball first. But I was always around sports, you know, and watching it. And you know, around the 90, 89, that time is when my dad is from Detroit and, you know, being from Portland, you know, the Blazers and the Blazers and the Pistons played in the finals, you know, and that's when I remember, like, okay, this is when I fell in love, but I'm starting to love some Isaiah Thomas, you know what I'm saying? And I knew a little bit about Magic, you know, so I love Magic, you know, his smile and how he was throwing dimes. And I love Isaiah, the fact that he was small and he was just out there doing his thing, and how tough they were. And so I feel like that's when it really started to hit me. My dad used to coach my sister, middle school basketball team, and I used to be at all the practices, you know, sitting on the ball watching. Every now and then he'd throw me in the drill, and I'm like 6 years old, you know, or something like that. And it just grew on me. It just grew on me. You know, my brother, one of my older brothers, we used to play 2-on-2 versus nobody in our room, you know, with a sock. And we took a wire hanger and turned the wire hanger into a hoop. So we used to be in there hooping, and it would be like us two. We play like, act like we was Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars versus Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter. You know what I'm saying? So it just kind of grew on me, man. And obviously the love just continued to grow, the passion for the game, and that's what happened.
And now it becomes an opportunity to be a coach, as we're joined by Warriors player development coach Aaron Miles. And as you finished your playing career, the season that the Warriors won 73 games was the season that you started your coaching career at the University of Kansas as an assistant. Then you followed Joe Dooley to Florida Gulf Coast. Then soon after, you're the head coach of the Santa Cruz Warriors. And now with the Warriors in this player development role, what is it about coaching that you love?
Man, I really love the ability to impact people, you know, and the mentorship that come with it. You know, having a lot of these players, you know, come from the same walk of life that I come from, you know, and so to understand them and then to try to reach and encourage them and uplift them, that's where my passion lies with coaching basketball, you know, and that's at any level. You know, I always say, man, as a player, I always loved the coaches that cared about me as a person, you know, and that's first and foremost. So as a coach, that's what I look forward to, man, getting to know the players as a person. Who are they off the court, you know, and allow you to understand them and where they come from, you know, and then obviously being somebody that they can rely on, somebody that they can vent to, somebody that they can look to for advice or just, like I say, just to be able to vent. Just being that type of a person for them, you know, that's what I love about it, you know, and then obviously you love to see a player attain goals and that they set for themselves, you know, so I'm being a part of that.
Aaron, let's take it to the present. The Warriors are getting ready for, you know, whatever, the end of this year, the start of next year, the draft, everything, you know, is up in the air right now. But there is, you know, there are some things we know for sure. The Warriors have this roster coming back for next season. And you were the one guy that understood who Andrew Wiggins was. And so tell me a little bit about it, because you've worked out with him when he was at Kansas. And, you know, what do you see with Mr. Wiggins and what kind of potential? We know he can score. He scores and makes it look effortless. But what do you see for him and why do you think this is such a big trait for his career?
Right. Well, you know, when he was at Kansas, you know, not that I worked him out, but, you know, when I was in Kansas, I would work out up at the school also. And so when we were up there, I would work out with the team. So I work out with all those players and then playing pickup with them. You know, and you realize, you start to see how talented he is. You know, obviously we already know that, like you said, offensively, you know, but what really began to stand out to me is how athletic he is and his ability to slide his feet and how good of a defensive player he actually is. He really is. And I don't think people pay attention to that enough. And I think that's something that, I mean, that Coach Kerr and I have talked with Andrew about, just because I believe he could be an all defensive team player. You know, with his length, his size, his athleticism. And I think that'll help our team out tremendously. But like, as you said, he can also score the basketball effortlessly. And I mean, he's averaged 20 points on a career. And it's funny because you hear people say he's a bust. And it's just like, how can somebody that averaged 20 points be a bust? You know what I'm saying? Like, the situation, he may not have been in a winning environment, winning situation, but he's not a bust. And so I think this is a great opportunity for him because he still can come out here and average 20 points and probably do it a lot easier and more efficiently with the help, you know, with the likes of Draymond, Steph, Clay, and just the system which Coach Kerr has, you know. So I think he's going to be really effective on both ends of the floor, man. And I look for him to, you know, at some point in his career, the next couple of years, to be at the all-star level.
Yeah, and as Tim and I have had the honor to talk with a variety of folks, really, really nice being able to spend some time with you and see all of what you're doing online with the family, with Miles Mondays, but most importantly, keeping the basketball conversations continuing here. And Coach Miles, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!